corrections, community, and what the week's stories actually had in common. The week's highest scoring Hacker News post, 1,417 points with 81 comments, was not a product launch or a technical paper. It was Stephen Wolfram's personal essay about his late wife, Elise Cawley, a tribute characterized by the warmth and specificity that makes a single life feel present rather than generic. The post and its reception were cited as evidence of the humanity that the Hacker News community does not always receive credit for. A Wired investigation into a civilian plane crash linked to military GPS blocking operations circulated alongside the week's technology stories as a quieter, cautionary note. Military GPS interference in certain training corridors is legal and operationally common. The FAA maintains notices to airmen about interference zones. The investigation documented how the system for ensuring real-time civilian pilot awareness of active interference remains imperfect, and the crash it examined is a case study in the consequences of that gap. The show also issued a direct correction, a claim made in mid-May that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea was flatly wrong. The Caspian is landlocked, located well over 1,000 kilometers from any territory Ukraine has controlled, and no such events occurred. The error was attributed to insufficient scrutiny of a dramatic-sounding claim before broadcast, precisely the condition under which verification is most necessary. If the week had a unifying theme, it was the question of what anyone actually controls in a networked world. Xbox players discovered that physical disk ownership does not guarantee access. iCloud private relay users found their IP addresses more visible than the service's premise allows. And the open source community, through Munich's LibexPat funding and the BugTrack revival, continued the unglamorous work of ensuring that foundational infrastructure does not quietly decay beneath the applications everyone depends on.